This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The U.S. has announced tough new sanctions on Russia after it determined Moscow was involved in the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain last March. Britain said the nerve agent Novichok was used against Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in the town of Salisbury. Both have since recovered. Why the five-month delay in acting? Robert Manning, senior fellow at the Atlantic Council.
You have to determine that Russia was responsible. It may have taken some time to get an intelligence judgment that they were definitely responsible. I don't know if that's the case or not. But under the law, the president is obliged to go forward once that's determined with fairly draconian set of sanctions.
Although the type of sanctions has not been revealed, a senior State Department official said they'll be structured in two phases, with the biggest impact expected to come from a ban on granting licenses to export sensitive national security goods to Russia. At the same time, U.S. Senator Rand Paul is in Moscow delivering a letter from President Donald Trump to his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. The contents are not known, but Paul tweeted it emphasized the importance of engagement in areas such as countering terrorism, legislative dialogue, and cultural exchanges. The president of Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, said he'll not stand for election December 23rd, but has designated his interior minister, Emmanuel Ramazani Shadari, as his choice for the ruling FCC coalition's candidate.
C'est un grand honneur pour moi.
Ramazani said this is a great honor, and he pledged to achieve what he called the Common Front for Congo's social project, including peace and reconstruction. The decision ends the speculation about whether Mr. Kabila, in power since 2001, would divide the Constitution and seek a third term. He was supposed to step down in 2016. This is VOA News.